4 years have passed since we last visited our friends in Washington, 2 years in which many things have changed. Harry Carter, for example, is now married to Susan, and they have 2 small children. He now has the top job in the Washington Police Department, which he always wanted, and right now he is being interviewed for a major TV program.
Okay, then. Are you ready, Mr. Carter?
Yes, I think so.
Quiet, everybody! Silence, please! Okay, Mary, in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Cop on the Hop, the program which looks at the relationship between the police and the public today. On this week, I'm going to talk to Detective Superintendent Harold Carter, who's the head of the Foreign and Political Department here at the Washington Police Department. Well, Mr. Carter, would you like to start by telling us a bit about what you actually do here as the head of this department?
Well, basically, I am in charge of the department. The Foreign and Political Department, that is to say.
Yes?
In other words, I am responsible for the department.
That's all very well, but what does the department itself really do when it comes down to it?
Well, as the Foreign and Political Department, it deals with foreign and political questions. That is the origin of the name of the department, in fact.
Foreign and political questions. That's interesting. That means that you see both foreigners and politics as a danger to our way of life, does it?
Listen, young lady, you just keep to the questions on your list, okay?
But this is an interview. It's supposed to develop as it goes along.
Young lady, you've got 10 questions you are allowed to ask, and that's that.
Do what the man says, Mary, for pity's sake. As you were. Next question. Quiet, everyone. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, let's talk a bit about your career in the police. How long have you been a policeman, Mr. Carter?
It must be almost 21 years. That's right. I became a policeman at the age of 18, immediately after leaving school.
Well, well, well. Tell me, Mr. Carter, what made you choose the police rather than another profession?
Well, I think, basically, it was the place where I grew up, which was Kixton, a very poor part of East Washington. Growing up in Kixton, as I did, I saw a lot of young people get into trouble stealing cars, stealing things from shops, things like that. And I felt I wanted to do something to stop it all.
What sort of thing did you want to do?
Obviously, to teach them a lesson they wouldn't forget, to show them what's what.
To arrest them, maybe? To put them in prison, perhaps? Sometimes for years and years?
Perhaps, yes. What are you trying to say? Look, if you're suggesting